Oh, yes. The fun is not over, folks. Happy Wine Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in and listening each and every week to the Vero Insiders. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. And I tell you, there is a lot of fun to be had in this upcoming several weeks. It is Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Awareness Month. In addition to all the other hoopla, you know, that holiday where we eat deliciously and wear elastic pants, Thanksgiving, and our first gallery stroll this weekend. But truly, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Awareness Month is something that, as Vice President of Marketing for White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, as well as PacMail Beachside, we've been happy to sponsor for our local chapter within Indian River County, which is, of course, not funded by the national organization. We've been really blessed to be able to participate with them every year for the past several years. And the Walk to Remember is this upcoming Saturday, November 14th. So just a couple weeks out, you can form a team, help raise some awareness. I know that we're going to be there on a couple different capacities. But it's always, to me, an interesting disease, and to hear people's stories that have gone through it from family that they love. And I would just be so fearful to forget my life. It would be so sad. And to know that there's ways that you can curtail some of that, both for the person themselves, as well as for the family that loves them and is seeing this happen. And obviously there's some things in place that we leave to the professionals. That's why they're the experts. That's why they're professionals. And I know that we're really excited to see the new addition of Pelican Landing with both their assisted living as well as the mental side of things, right? To be able to have that assistance for those families and give them the support that they need. In a very beautiful setting, might I add. Wouldn't you say?
It is. And, you know, we, in our memory care community, which has 26 apartments, we approach things even there from a different way. We have some relationships with people, professors, doctors who are doing some of the top-notch research across the country. One of the top research hospitals in the nation for Alzheimer's is University of California, San Francisco.
Okay.
And through our relationships with them, we've discovered they've released the papers, but they've been communicating with us as they've done it. And this is exciting to me. And we love to tell families this because it makes such a difference. When someone receives a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or some dementia, again, we often think it's the end and there's no more hope. But the research is showing that when someone's cognitive abilities decrease, their ability to emotionally connect with those that they're close to actually increases.
Really?
Yeah, so think of that. Because if you have some issue in your life where you're still longing to have a deeper connection with someone, Alzheimer's cannot take you that from you. That's incredible.
The potential
for healing and restoration and connection, community, continues to actually grow. It doesn't stay the same. They have a greater ability to experience that than you and I do.
Wow.
And also the fact that they have another gift that you hear so much today, but they get it. They live in the moment.
Aha.
So that's a great thing, because when you live in the moment, you're not worrying about what's coming ahead. You're focused. And so all of our programming and everything we do is focused towards those things, and not actually creating new things for people to do, but giving them a chance to connect with the things that they enjoyed in their past while continuing to live in the moment and forge ahead with that emotional connection, which they can still have with those that they love. That is remarkable. I get chills even sitting here talking about
it. I am so inspired right now.
Because it's a good thing. The things that can often seem like a curse,
sure,
there's a gift.
There's always a gift. Silver lining.
Yeah.
And for those who are just tuning in, we are speaking with Christopher Shepherd. He is the Director of Creative Program Development with Watercrest Properties, who are forging ahead, making a number of communities throughout Florida, with their first one that's just unveiled in Lake Nona. The second one is fast approaching, coming to Sebastian early spring of 2016, which is Pelican Landing.
Right.
And you'll incorporate some of those ideas and philosophies that have already proven successful in Lake Nona and bring it here. All those strong relationships with doctors and universities and hospitals, bringing that knowledge is really going to help set Pelican Landing apart. And it's going to be a wonderful addition to the community. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we've so much enjoyed connecting with Sebastian already. We're in the process where we're trying to figure out where we're going to put our emphasis to have that common unity within the Sebastian area.
I love that word, common unity.
Well, it's exciting because we all share it. We all have something that we have in common that
sure.
we can plug into. And the people that we've met in Sebastian are so community-oriented.
They really are.
I mean, their Sebastian River Art Club, it's phenomenal.
It's great.
It is truly tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sebastian Senior Citizen Center, I mean, in my opinion, both of those organizations could win a state award because I travel a lot of places and
sure.
I've seen a lot of things. And the commitment from the people that are involved in those organizations, the Sebastian Museum, the Environmental Learning Center, which
oh,
is
yeah.
just down in Wabasso. I mean, all these things together, what a unique place to experience more joy, more reconnect passion, build a platform so that people can have a renewed purpose in life.
Very well said, Chris. And it's very true that they are dedicated to the community. And I know that you all are just active and becoming more active within the Sebastian Chamber, which is a great organization that I myself am proud to be a brand new board member as well as ambassador. So we'll help show you around.
That's
but
great.
But it sounds
it's a
like
fantastic.
You know where you're going.
No, it's such a, I love the chamber there.
Oh, right.
Because it's so active. It's so committed to the community. Chambers are supposed to be. But, you know, I think the thing that makes a commitment exemplary is relationship. And I feel like the Sebastian Chamber gets that, and they stress that relationship is the key. And so that was exciting
Very
for us
true.
To think all along, you know, we want to be a part of this because for us in everything that we do, that's key, relationship.
Right.
So, for instance, in our memory care community, in our assisted living community, if anyone does need assistance, and often people do, they want that when they move into that community, they can count on a relationship that they'll build with the same person every day who will be caring for them, who will be actually loving them, who will be connecting them to the things they love. So it's not like they'll have one person one day, one person the next.
Right.
But, you know, an individualized person, an individualized service plan to assist them in everything that
dedicated
they might
love.
Dedicated
to
that's
them.
Right.
And at that time, that's very important and valuable. Yeah. I know that White Glove Moving has been very proud of their senior moving services and being able to help in the relocation process. Sometimes you move seniors from one community to the next, and it's very important that you don't really disrupt their living style, if you will, or their comforts of what they've become accustomed to. And so we've been known to take photos of the original apartment, and then when we move them to the next destination, reassemble the room as is while the person is out with their caregiver or family for the afternoon.
That's beautiful.
And it really makes it nice and seamless. There's lots of reasons why people have to move from one community to the next, but to make it as seamless as possible for the individual is really where White Glove prides itself in making that approach and that process that much easier while still making it affordable. You know, a couple pictures and reassembly, it's not difficult, but it matters.
But the fact that you care about that says volumes, because
sure
that's what makes all the difference. You know, it's you're not just packing a box. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah. Men that care, and might I add, rather handsome. That's just my own plug. I'm just partial to all of my team and their wonderful families, and it's so true. Let's just quickly recap. Here's some great businesses, Christopher, that you may or may not know about in the local area that are proud sponsors of our show. The Hair Studio of Vero. Talk about phenomenal. I'm sure that your community will probably have a built-in salon, but that's okay. For those who are looking for a really great master colorist and stylist, my girl Melissa at the Hair Studio of Vero is on parallel. I am really looking forward to getting made over this week. Something fun and fresh for fall. Yet again, very reasonable prices. As women, we dedicate a lot of our time to this upkeep of our hair, and it's great to be able to do it with something that is easy to swallow from a price standpoint. She's right on US 1 and Oslo in the Publix Plaza, so check out the Hair Studio of Vero. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week, and they do more than just manicures and pedicures. They do lashes, waxing, you get a complimentary glass of wine. That's my kind of nail salon, folks. I'm just saying. And I can't tell you, I worked to Celebrate the Arts this weekend, which was a wonderful festival right next to Riverside Theater. It was put on by the Cultural Council of Vero or of Indian River. And it was a beautiful day. And so many people stopped at our booth to ask about shipping of heirlooms and stuff on behalf of Pac Mail Beachside. And so many people complimented me on my nails. They said, wow, those are great. And I said, thank you, Foxy Nails, right next to Hallmark in the Fresh Market Plaza. And Sandridge, do you golf, Chris?
I don't golf.
That's okay if you don't. That's all right. In fact, I am a big fan of CBS Sunday Morning, and they did an interview with Dr. Phil, and he too was saying, I just can't golf because you don't have to hustle. Hustling isn't going to improve your golf game. In fact, it just worsens it.
Right.
And he's a tennis fanatic. But I do appreciate golf. I've been picking it up. My 9-year-old is incredible at it, and he gets mentored right there at Sandridge, and Sandridge is starting in the month of November their after-school program. So if you have a young person and they are interested in golf, or you would like to introduce them to golf, Sandridge is launching their after-school programs as well as one-on-one training for yourself. Or you can join the ladies' club, the guys' club. Sandridge is amazing. Great gift certificates, good gift ideas as the holidays are approaching. And of course, what can I say about Lifestyle Concierge Vero? She is simply amazing. That Beverly is thinking of everything to be able to make your life easy. And I would assume that in communities such as Pelican Landing and others, you just sort of want to make one phone call and have someone allocate and do a lot of things so that you can focus on the here and the now. And that's exactly what she'll do for beyond reasonable price points and pure efficiency. This lady is connected. So if you want that opportunity, that one-stop phone call, one-stop shop kind of concept, Lifestyle Concierge of Vero is your go-to on that, no doubt about it. If people are interested, Christopher, in finding out more about Pelican Landing, I know that there are some opportunities to reserve space now.
There is. We have a sales office that is open in Sebastian. We have just hired our new executive director.
She's exciting.
Been started. Her name is Nicole Hanna. She's amazing.
Oh, good.
So it's a great opportunity. I can pull up the number here for you in a minute. I don't have it memorized, but I can find it.
Well, go ahead. Pull that up as a quick shout out. This is a delicious Spanish rosé. Compliments of Blue Star. It's a very deep rosé. What do you think about it, Haley?
I really like it. I'm not a big red wine fan, but this is just like a perfect kind of mixture of both red and white, it seems that way.
Isn't that the best of rosé?
I know.
She's picking up so much being my producer. I love this girl.
I've learned so much about wine.
Well, that's awesome.
And it's a little Spanish number, but I'm telling you, it has so much body and structure with a lot of raspberry and strawberry in the profile, but it's insane. This is
it's
a Florida
clean.
Kind of wine. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
It's not bitter or anything.
I'm telling you, I would be ordering this while sitting poolside anywhere, but especially at Pelican Landing. Okay, give us that phone number for that sales
thank
office.
Thank you for waiting. That phone number is 772, of course, 581-0366, 581-0366.
And the sales office is in the executive suites right there off of US 1.
Right, just north of the community.
Exactly.
So it's an easy find. It's easy to get to.
Exactly. And it's important that people start reserving now because come spring,
reservations are being made almost every day right now.
Isn't that exciting?
So we're very excited about that. And it just shows that people are enthusiastic about what we're bringing to the community. We're excited about what the community is bringing to us. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing much more with where to go, what to try, and how to give back within Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Please don't go.
Hi everyone, it's Kitty from the Blue Star. Hey, have you checked out our new location downtown on 14th Avenue across from the Community Center and Pocahontas Park? You need to. We now have a full kitchen serving our famous chicken pot pie, along with some new favorites like Creole shrimp and grits, seared diver sea scallops, hand-cut Angus ribeyes, and some of the most creative burgers in town. And as always, we have great live music. Join us for our Tuesday night blues jam or perhaps a Thursday jazz series. I'll see you soon at the Blue Star. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m.
Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach would like to welcome back our northern friends to the area. We are here to help you get settled in, get organized, and stocked up so you can get out the door and on your way to enjoying the Florida lifestyle in beautiful Vero Beach. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach offers an extensive array of services to help you at very affordable prices. Give us a call to see how we can help you at 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Hi, I'm Cindy, the proud owner of Cindy's Cleaning Service. I consider it a privilege to be welcomed to people's homes and offices to make them shine. We do it all from ceiling fans to floors, dusting, and windows. With Cindy's Cleaning Service, you get quality cleaning and affordable rates. We are also licensed and insured. Please give us a call and we will give you a free estimate. Cindy's Cleaning Service, 569-9348. At Cindy's Cleaning Service, the Lord is our strength.
The Sebastian Clam Make is coming. This year's slogan is All Clams on Deck. Join us at Riverview Park on Friday, November 6th through Sunday, November 8th for clam chowder, steamed and fried clams, linguine with clam sauce, shrimp, pizza, and other delicious food. There's live music, kids zone, craft booths, and lots of entertainment. This premier family event raises funds for local charities. Admission is free at the Sebastian Clam Make, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Like us on Facebook and visit sebastianclambake.com.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Don't be afraid to shimmy, Christopher. Welcome back. We're in the home stretch. It's Wine Wednesday. I can't believe it. November 4th. There is really so much. 2015 has been an amazing year, full of growth and a lot of opportunity for businesses that I get to interact with daily, as well as those that I just get to read about or see on TV or on my favorite show, CBS Sunday Morning. But it's just been a wonderful year. And to think that I've blinked and we're already in November, it's crazy. I do want to give a quick shout out. P.S. Amanda Valencia Tillery, to Pack Meal Beachside, who does a remarkable job every holiday season to team up with Military Moms Prayer Group. And we provide calling cards for every APO addressed package that comes into our store, as well as provide calling cards for the boxes that people assemble and ship out early December. Not just for the holidays, but then we also do the Chocolates for Soldiers campaign in late January so that it gets to them over the weekend of Valentine's. It's a good time of year to ship chocolate. It's not too hot. It's just right. So if you are interested in maybe picking up a box for a soldier, there is a number of outlets throughout Indian River County, but I can guarantee you that there is a box currently at Pack Mail Beachside where you can pick up. It has the soldier's information, their name, where their hometown is, their age, and a number of items that might make their day when they open up that box, whether it be beef jerky or toiletries or a favorite song, music, book, you name it. And it's a wonderful way to give back. Very individualized. And so you can come into our Pack Mail Beachside store. Those are available. If you have a soldier in your life already, thank you. But also you can come to us and we will ship it out and stick in a couple of calling cards. We're offering three calling cards with every APO addressed package that comes through Pack Mail throughout the month of November and December.
Oh, that's awesome. That is a great thing. That is wonderful.
It's really great. And we earned those calling cards as part of our collaboration with Cell Phones for Soldiers. We've been a box host for them for a number of years now. If you, as a listener, or if you know of someone who has a number of old phones, perhaps a business owner who went through the era of Nextels and whatnot, and they just have them hanging on for some reason, the program actually wipes all of the phones, but more importantly, they melt them all down, take out the precious metals, and then use that to buy calling cards. They convert that into cash. We buy the calling cards, and then outlets such as ourselves get to distribute them to make sure they end up in the hands of those who so bravely serve our country.
That's
every
fantastic.
Day abroad.
What a great thing.
Thank you. So please make sure that you swing into our Pack Mail Beachside store. You can pick up one of those care gift boxes throughout the month of November, but just know that those calling cards will be available all the way through to the new year. During our break, Christopher, you were mentioning that your new executive director is doing something equally as amazing for the holidays.
Well, I'm very excited about it. She was just telling me about it. Nicole is amazing person. She is a very caring, committed person to what she does, and she's very community-centered. And so she has come up with her own, this idea, already contacting local agencies in Sebastian. But the goal is to feed 600 and some families between Thanksgiving and New Year's in the Sebastian area that Watercrest would join with other businesses and raise funds for. So her goal is to raise $3,000. She's already been talking to people, already kicking it off. I think that's great when we haven't even opened our community.
That's way great.
Yeah, and for her to drive it and be so passionate about it. I think that just is a representation of the type of community that it will be to live in, whether you're an assisted living apartment or memory care community, to have an executive director who's so engaged with people in that way. It's remarkable. It talks about the quality of service, the quality, everything that they will experience.
It does. It speaks volumes. It sure does. And I know that White Glove is always happy to participate in our program of Move for Hunger, where, especially in our senior market, when people get ready to downsize, they move from their individual home into a community such as Pelican Landing. Remember, reserve your space soon, folks.
Every day there's being one reserved.
That's so good. That's wonderful. They don't need to cook for themselves anymore. They don't need a stocked pantry,
and
right?
Organic foods, amazing. Themed seasonal foods
all over
the state of Florida. From the Panhandle to the Keys. The menu has already been laid out. Impressive.
Really?
It's remarkable.
I'm a bit of a foodie, Christopher.
You would love it. So it's really going to be incredible. And people in our Lake Nona community are so excited already about the fine dining that they're experiencing. I mean, we have open dining where someone just comes like a restaurant, but they love the being able to order whatever they want, whenever they want it.
Absolutely.
And always the quality is superb. I mean, they say, this is superb. You know, it's just
it doesn't disappoint.
Right. That's exciting. You know,
I tell you what, when I hit that mark, I'm going to order whatever I want, whenever I want to.
Hey, right.
Right. I'm not concerned about the calories. Let's do this. So it's no guilt. And it's so great to know that they're going into communities like this where, again, you're going to be impressed by the dining and the cuisine, and you don't have to lift a finger. So if you do have a loved one in your life that's getting ready, or you're thinking, you're planning ahead for a move, for a relocation, whether it's a downsize or just a move in general, White Glove is proud to be a Move for Hunger mover. And all of that good stuff that's in the pantry that you won't need, we circumvent it from going into the landfill, and we ensure that it ends up in a number of different food banks throughout the Treasure Coast. And that's a great thing, so that there is no guilt. You know, you can go on and have that exciting new chapter. What is it that we say? Aging for potential.
Aging for potential.
Thank you, Watercrest. Aging for potential. And no guilt attached to all that stuff that you would have maybe thrown away. You don't need to. We'll take care of it. As Move for Hungers, we take it all to Treasure Coast Food Bank or individual food pantries throughout Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, and Okeechobee counties. It's just a feel-good thing all the way around.
And that's what Thanksgiving is, gratitude, you know, all about.
It is. We're so blessed to be here in Indian River County. We're excited to have Pelican Landing coming on board. In fact, you got another community coming up not too far down the road, PSL.
That's right, Port St. Lucie, and just up the road from that, Jacksonville. So we have a lot
going on.
That's great.
I like Jacksonville.
It's a great city.
Yeah, it's
a great
it is.
City.
It's
a lot
happening.
A lot of character.
Yeah.
Of character.
So Watercrest SLG.com. You can go there, watercrestslg.com, find out information about the community, see what's a good fit for those that are involved in your family or your loved ones, and take it from there. But
yeah,
just know that
PelicanLanding.com for our local Sebastian community. Even you can find more. You can find what the community is going to look like and much more information.
We love exclusives.
Yeah, you can actually come in the sales office and look at apartment floor plans, select your own. It's a great thing.
Oh, we like that. And that, again, that sales office is right on US-1 in the executive suites of Sebastian. Please visit theveroinsider.com. You can find our blog. You can live link to all of our amazing sponsors, such as Lifestyle Concierge Aviro, Hair Studio Aviro, Foxy Nails, Pac Mill Beachside, White Glove Movie, and of course, Sandridge, where I'm telling you, the after school program, if your kid is a bit of a golfer, you don't want to miss out on the instruction from Mr. Bellet Nagy. Thank you all for tuning in this wonderful Wine Wednesday. Hope that you enjoyed the first Friday gallery stroll this weekend, as well as the opening of Hairspray. We might find our new friend Christopher there.
You very well might.
It will be a good time. And again, until next Wednesday, be merry and cheers.